Good evening. I am so glad to welcome you here this evening. I am Molly Smothers. I am the minister here. And I welcome you on behalf of a congregation that has been so excited with the new music staff that we have here. It's been an interesting couple of years here at First Christian. But since February, we have had a new director of music and a new organist and pianist. And they have brought a new energy and a new joy to worship and to ministry. They, along with the choir and the singers, have worked very hard for this evening, and we are glad that you get to be a part of this evening as well. They've called it Go Out With Joy. And I guess there's never a bad time to be reminded that we do live as people with joy. Every so often it is kind of hard when the things that we lean on lose their meaning. But tonight it is their hope and ours that you receive a gift of community, a gift of hope, a gift of possibility, and a gift of joy. A blessing on those who are worshiping and leading in worship this evening, a blessing on you as you receive this. And by the way, we're also here on Sunday mornings. And so now, although this isn't something we typically say around here on Sunday mornings, I will say now, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Well, with an introduction like that, there's only one thing to say.
Thank you.
Wasn't that nice? Amen. Well, good evening, and thank you for joining us. My name is Michael Welch, and I am the Director of Music Ministry here at First Christian of Georgetown. While we have a variety of selections this evening, many of them are stemming from the theme of joy, and joy is something that I think at this point in time, both our nation and our world could stand to have a little more of, don't you think? So, as you'll hear, we have songs which are lighthearted and fun, as well as ones that display a calmer sense of joy, a fulfilling and contented sense of joy. Before we continue on, I must take care of a couple of housekeeping rules. Number one, please silence all electronic devices that you may have with you. Secondly, please refrain from any flash photography, as that can be very distracting for all of us up here. See, you know, nice big flash of light in your eyes. Third, enjoy yourselves. Have a wonderful evening with us. So as we go on, our next piece is one expressing the joy of God surrounding and abiding with us in ways that we need. So, we have a slight change in things, as our next piece would have included a French horn solo. A friend of ours from Richmond, Kentucky, Max Stone, I don't think he was able to make it tonight. There was a conflict, it was a last minute issue. But this next piece, In Remembrance. So, this next piece, this was written by Dr. Jeffrey Ames at Belmont University. And this was in a time of great personal trial for him. So while this doesn't begin on a joyous note, so to speak, it certainly ends on one and brings us to a calmer sense of joy and contentment, even through the midst of any trouble we may have.
Ooh.
Thank you all very much. So at this time, we will now have our very own Dr. Cully Bell, who is our organist and pianist. He will be blessing us with a piano solo at this time. He is on faculty at Eastern Kentucky University currently, serving as a piano instructor and staff pianist. Please make him welcome.
Thank you.
How about that? Weren't they great? Aren't they doing great? And in all seriousness, without them, I am some strange individual just up here flapping my arms, you know. So, here at First Christian, well, here at First Christian first, I'm going to take this out of this stand so I can be a little more formal with you. Here at First Christian, we value the arts and their ability to spread the word and the love of God to our community. Now, I could ramble straight through to tomorrow about how our choir and certain congregation members are always willing to share their gifts, but I won't. I could mention the hours Dr. Bell spends here preparing for choir rehearsals and Sunday services, and is always prepared while never trying to skirt around his responsibility or make an excuse for anything, but I won't. I could describe how the choir graciously and tenaciously endures my breakneck pace of rehearsing and the demand I put on them, but I won't. I could describe the countless times Teresa, our office administrator, catches an error in my notes for the bulletin, or graciously provides announcements about upcoming events that I've forgotten about without my having to ask her. But I won't. I could certainly go on about the times that Pastor Molly, well, I've looked right at her, and with a straight face mentioned that the choir will be singing a lighthearted, high-energy spiritual during the season of Lent. Only for her to give me a look which I can only describe as patient, yet concerned. But I won't. What I will go on about is that while this choir is excellent at taking little and allowing the Lord to turn their lack into a surplus, it does become a great burden. We're akin to the servant that was given two talents, who then turns it into four. We would like to transition from being the servant with two to the servant who has four and go from there. Simply put, the Lord always blesses us with his best, and we wish to return the favor as humbly as we can. At God's leading, we strive to help provide what the congregation needs each Sunday, whether it be something uplifting, something which challenges us, something that comforts us, or dare I say, something that may even make us think and feel what God is speaking to us. Please consider this as we move to our time of giving. You may give now. You may give after the concert as you go out from here with joy. You may give any time to the music ministry of First Christian by donating through our website. And if that doesn't suit you, our choir meets at 6:45 on Wednesdays and 10:45 on Sundays, and you are welcome to join us. We hope that what we've done so far and what we will continue to do this evening has moved you and blessed you and has made your evening worth it to come out. And we hope that it has moved you to see and understand the value of worship music for First Christian and for Scott County and for all of the world.
Faith. faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Well, once again, we want to thank you all for coming out this evening. As we come to an end, we thought we would end on something high and something energetic, something fun that you can get into and have a good time with. We have a soloist in this next piece. Stan Hankins, a member of our choir, will sing the solo. And this is Old Time Saints, as we like to call it. It's a medley of old time religion and Saints Go Marching In. Thank you for being with us this evening.
It was good.